LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 20th of October, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia, live from the Musqueam territory of Ulksan. On the program today, it's a wet, gray, drizzly Friday, but I'm back from a week in Whistler and ready to do some radio. With Halloween just over a week away, it's the perfect time for a double axe murder, which is a fortuitous because that happens to be the name of the next play up at Presentation House. And we'll meet one of the actors of that play in just a minute or two. Plus, we've got lots and lots of local music, our usual call board, and we'll let you know about what's going on around town. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local, independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. On an evening colder than frostbite itself, Sarah, Payne, and Pelly wait out a winter storm. Tracking back to Rocky Harbor is not an option in this whiteout. Is that a tree branch knocking on the cabin wall? And why does the howling wind sound more like a wailing banshee? Based on true events, The Double Axe Murderers, a psychological thriller steeped in Newfoundland folklore, will have you sleeping with the candles lit. And it starts at Presentation House in North Vancouver on next week, October 25th. And live on the phone right now, we have Yoshi Bancroft, who is one of the actors of that play. Hi, Yoshi.
Hi.
Did I say your name right?
Yoshi A.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. So the
thanks for having us on.
Well, thanks for coming on. So, did I set the stage well enough?
It was wonderful. It was brilliant.
I was looking for praise just to make sure I was correct. Is that what we can expect? Is this like a horror movie on stage?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a pretty good thing to do if you're looking to get into the Halloween spirit.
Yeah. Now this is based on true events. So where did this story come from?
Well, there was a double axe murder that happened in 1809 in Newfoundland. And so this is a story of the moments leading up to the trial, I would say. So this takes place in the cabin with three characters. For those that aren't unfamiliar with the true events,
yeah.
I might not reveal who the actual murderer is.
Oh, no, that's part of the fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I guess it is a murder mystery in a way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's also, I mean, I'm just reading from the press release. It says steeped in Newfoundland folklore. So is this a story that has sort of become legendary on the Rock?
I think so. Mm-hmm. And there are certain elements within the play itself, such as the banshees, the haunts, the mythology that surround the folklore in Newfoundland, and a little bit from Ireland too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the folklore that kind of makes its way into the story.
Yeah, and of course, in a play like this, the design elements are going to be crucial: lighting, sound, and even the set itself.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Last night we had a great rehearsal with our sound designer, and mm-hmm. We've been talking about the sound as sort of like the fourth character in the show. Yeah.
Wonderful. So, who have you got in the cast?
Myself, Yoshe Bancroft. Mm-hmm. We've got Ashley O'Connell, also a UBC grad, and Zach Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ashley's a great friend of the show. He's been he's been on here a couple of times.
And he mentioned that he knew you.
We've worked together a few times. He's a great actor and a fun guy.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about Zach.
Zach's great. He's a grad of Studio 58.
Mm-hmm.
I recently worked with him on Adult Company at the Fringe this past September.
Yeah.
Gosh, which was last month, I guess.
Yeah, I know. It's already been over for a month.
Gone?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So we worked together on that show, and it's awesome to be working with him again on this one.
Yeah. Wow. So tell me something a little bit about what your experience has been like. Tell me a bit about your character, first of all.
She's a young woman from Newfoundland, mm-hmm. And she's engaged to be married. She works as a housekeeper for Mr. Payne, so that's Ashley's character.
Right.
And so Payne and myself, Sarah, we find ourselves taking shelter in this cabin that belongs to my fiancé. And Zach Scott's character, Pelly, just happens to be in the cabin also.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this element of cabin fever as we all get sort of stuck in this cabin waiting out this storm.
Yeah. And then what we can't talk about happens.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that this story is being told right now because there's right now on CBC television, they're running the miniseries Alias Grace, which takes place in Ontario, but it's also a sort of a murder mystery based on true events taking place in the 19th century. So there's a little bit of parallels going on. So I would think that anyone that's been interested in watching Alias Grace would probably get a lot out of seeing this play as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So you're playing up at Presentation House in North Van.
Yeah, that's right.
And you have, let's see, it's October 25th. So that's...
25th is the preview. We open the 26th, and we run until November 5th.
Right.
I think it's important to say that we're not far from Lonsdale Quay. So, it's you can take the sea bus across, and then we're a quick 10-minute walk from the quay. So
it's really easy to get to Presentation House. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, if you don't feel like walking up the hill, the buses are right there, too, and they'll take you
right to
it as well. So it's easy to get to. And tickets are available how?
Online, you can get them at phtheater.org.
Mm-hmm.
And just follow the links there. And we've got Instagram, and we're on Facebook for the show Double Axe Murders.
Yeah.
Feel free to follow us.
Great. And a big shout out to your producer and director, Tamara McCarthy, too.
Yes, she's great.
She is hardworking and dedicated and,
most definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also a great friend of the show. So,
good.
Yoshie, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us.
And my pleasure.
I hope you have a great run and a happy Halloween.
Thank you so much.
Great, thanks a lot.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Yeah, once again, it's the Double Axe Murders, and it starts next week. Previews on Wednesday and opening night on Friday, October 27th. Or did she say Thursday the 26th? I don't know. Anyway, check it out. Just go to Presentation House Theater or look up Rusticate, Rusticate Theater, to get more information on the Double Axe Murders. And I think we put something on the Dave Radio Facebook page. If not, it'll be there shortly. Our dear friend, The Land of Deborah, has her new CD out now. And this is a song from that. It's called Not Today. Sorry.
To tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Today, live recordings of big bands are rare, making this release that much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in the contemporary and classic big band tradition. The latest album from Western Canada's longest-standing big band, Primetime Big Band, Live at the Ironwood, on sale October 6th. Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyrenees Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
You're all probably all familiar with Cabaret, the classic musical, the movie from the 70s with Liza Minnelli, the remount with that Scottish guy. This is a rather unique opportunity to see it, though. The Tomosuru Players are doing a version of it live at Club XY on Butte Street. So you get to see Cabaret in an actual cabaret. So real kind of site-specific theater. There's just a couple of nights left on it. It closes on Sunday, the 22nd, but there's still plenty of seats available. Club XY is at 1216 Butte, which is at the corner of Butte and Davie, right across from Hamburger Mary's. And you can get tickets through Brown Paper Tickets. Just go to Brown Paper Tickets and type in Cabaret. There's also a link on the Dave Radio Facebook page for that. Also going on, let's see. Oh, here's something. This is part of the fun of doing this show is meeting up with new musicians. And I did a play at the Fringe, and one of the actors in the show, her boyfriend is a musician, and he calls himself Stetson Road. And he's got a pretty nice song here called Hunker Down.
time to let go.
You probably in the past heard us talk about Bowden Lalonde. He is a young man who's been going through some really tough medical issues for the past year or so now. And he's close to us because he's the nephew of Jacques Lalonde, who is a local theater, will we call him a legend or maybe just a fixture? But Jacques has a big heart, and when it's family, it's even bigger. So he's been hosting a lot of really great events over the last while to help keep Bowden going, help support his family, get the medical expenses covered, and just help him with life. So there's a going to be a big event on Saturday. It's at the Fairview Pub tomorrow night. It's called Bands for Bowden, and I'll just give you a bit of the background on the story. Last December, doctors gave Bowden 3 to 6 months to live, so every day is a miracle. Help us make the rest of Bowden's journey filled with love and support. Come on down, bring a friend for a good cause. Get your groove on to soul, R&B, top 40, and world music with one of Vancouver's top dance bands, the great Ardent Tribe. So if you don't know Ardent Tribe, let's have a listen to them right now.
We
Yeah, that'll work. Wow, that was great. That was Ardent Tribe. And as I said, they're playing at the Fairview Pub tomorrow night. We've got a link on the Facebook page for that, too. Got a lot of catching up to do here. And we've been off the air for a little while, but we just keep catching up. What was I looking at here? Oh, yeah, The Lonesome West. Okay, this is a play. It's part of Pacific Theater, but it's produced and directed by Itzazu's Sebastian Archibald and Chelsea Haberlin. Chelsea's directing it. Sebastian is appearing in it along with John Voth and some other great local actors. It's written by Martin McDonagh, who you might know from movies like In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths. And he also wrote plays like The Pillow Man that just played last month. And it's the third time Pillow Man's been played in Vancouver the last few years. So he is a well-known and beloved playwright from Ireland. And his latest is called The Lonesome West. It's described as, let's see. Oscar winner, writer-director Martin McDonagh paints a vivid picture of a rural Irish community in crisis. Toxic masculinity and sinister family secrets are explored in this savagely dark comedy. It's Martin McDonagh, so it's always savagely dark comedy. The imploding relationships of two warring brothers threatens a tough young bootlegger and an alcoholic priest in a story that asks, are the worst among us worth saving? It starts tonight. It goes until the 11th of November. And hopefully we're going to have one or two of the actors on the show next week. But go and check it out tonight. It's at Pacific Theater. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to pacifictheater.ca or It's a Zoo, I-T-S-A-Z-O-O Productions. Yeah. Okay, what else am I talking about here? I have to go back to my events page now. Caught myself off guard, so I have to click here and then click here. See, everything's on Facebook now. I just look at Facebook and it tells me what to say. We have to wait for that to come up. So we talked about that. Oh, yeah, Enigma, the theater company that we spoke to a few weeks ago, their play Viva is closing this weekend at the Havana on Commercial Drive. Viva is written by Scott Button, who was on the show. It's a story of two strangers on a fateful night. Two strangers, two stories, one city, and one fateful night changed both of their lives together, Alice and forever. Alice and Graham are two very different people whose lives have been shaped by tragedy. Graham is running from the memory of his missing sister. Alice is struggling to save the life of her dying brother, and they end up in Las Vegas. It's dark and sinister, and you come out feeling beautiful, wonderful, and full of love. So it's a great experience at the theater, and it's happening at the Havana, closing tomorrow night. There is a matinee on Saturday, and also one on Sunday at 2:00. So check it out once again, the Havana on Commercial Drive, and enigmatheater.com for more information about that. All right, let's hear some music now. Let's see. This one here. Please forgive the delays. I'm a little slow today. Where'd he go? Okay. This is a show that's going to be on the island. If you're on Vancouver Island and you're looking for something to do, Alison McDonald, who's a great actor and singer and all-around fun person, she's doing the one-person show, Patsy Cline. A closer walk with Patsy Cline, and it's in two locations on Vancouver Island. The main run is happening in Victoria at the Canadian College of Performing Arts, but they're doing a couple of previews tonight and tomorrow night at the Chichimitza Theatre, which is in Colwood, which is just outside of Victoria. It's a closer walk with Patsy Cline with Alison McDonald.
That's just my way of saying I love you.
That's a track from Allison's album, I'm Moving Along. And as I said, she's doing A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline in Victoria this week. If you like the opera, you might want to check out what Opera Pro Cantati is up to next. They're doing Verdi's La Traviata. And that is going to be on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Cambrian Hall at 17th and Main. It's $18 to get in. It's a really good price for a bit of opera there. And if you're not familiar, Opera Pro Cantati is a kind of a community theater opera company that does full productions of opera with a wide range of singers and performers, fully costumed, full production. They go all out and they do a great job. And Traviata is one of my favorites, so I hope you all like it too. Once again, that's at the Cambrian Hall Sunday at 17th and Main at 2 o'clock. Now we always get folks dropping by, bringing their music in, and this is a couple of guys from Alberta, Gordon Gao and Everest Leroy. Gordon is the singer-songwriter for this project. It's called Selkirk Range. It was recorded at a very special 19th century pioneer log house just east of Edmonton that was built by one of the first Métis settlers in the area. It's known today as Maggie's Hill. So that's, I always like stuff like that, that's, you know, recorded in a nice kind of rustic environment, you know, cause you get a lot of life out of some of those original locations. So we're going to play a song from the CD. The album is called Reach Out to You. It's Selkirk Range and the song is called Yellowhead West.
Guess it's time I pack my things and hit the road. I leave my lover in the dark. I take advantage of this early morning light to write a verse before I start. There's no other way. Along this highway lined with black and birch and pine, our daydream visions in the mirror. Summer sunshine, flowers in the fields, your blue jeans and that saddleback where I watched you disappear. But in the meadow of my mind, always ride on with me. Mm-hmm. When I reach out to you. Of all the mysteries stirred up in our souls, there's nothing more precious than the memories we have to hold. And at this moment, in this empty mountain pass, I seek forgiveness for what I've done. And with the passage of time, I know the years have been unkind. But in the middle of my mind,
today, live recordings of big bands are rare, making this release so much more special. Introducing Live at the Ironwood, a unique album that captures the infectious energy of the primetime big band's live performances in contemporary and classic big band tradition. All Canadian compositions, never before recorded arrangements tracked over 3 days in November of 2016, the latest album from Canada's longest-standing big band, primetime big band, Live at the Ironwood, on sale October 6th.
It's a brand new day.
Are you a graduate student? De-stress from your studies through the Graduate Student Society. Come and meet new friends through our beer tasting sessions, sports leagues, and fitness classes. And maybe you're interested in making a difference. Help eliminate sexual assault by volunteering to become a GSS Active Bystander Trainer. If ever you experience difficulties with your supervisors, faculty, or the university, the GSS can provide confidential advocacy assistance. And we will work with you to help resolve academic, personal, or financial issues. Your graduate student experience matters. Let the GSS help you now. Visit gss.ubc.ca.
So here's a group I've never heard of before, but this is their 17th release, so I must be out of touch. They're called Oddnoxious. They dropped a CD in the old Dave Radio mailbox, and I like them. They've got kind of they sound like they've been influenced by the Dead Kennedys and and Oingo Boingo and Frank Zappa. Yeah, they're kind of cool. So this is the first track off their latest release. It's called Ripper. See, that's all it is. All right, now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Peninsula Productions in White Rock, doing an Arthur Miller play called Incident at Vichy, directed by Dean Paul Gibson. The co-artistic director of Bart, one of the co-artistic directors of Bart on the Beach. a man who has great experience directing at the Arts Club and at Bard and in many other theaters across the country. So this is a great opportunity to work with one of the best. They are seeking men of various ages. In this tense historical drama, a group of men is sequestered by local authorities in aid of the Nazis. As each man is removed for interrogation, some are set free, some are never heard from again, and the stakes rise for those who want to remain. The show is going to be on stage in Surrey in November, and the audition dates are to be determined. So the best thing to do is, if you're interested, send your photo and resume to Wendy Bollard, and that's B-O-L-L-A-R-D, so it's wendyballard@gmail.com, and send your info, and Wendy will get back to you to set you up for an audition. Fighting Chance Productions still looking for someone to take on the role of Black Fox. Age 18 and older, any gender, preferably of Aboriginal descent, who has good acting chops and should be a comfortable singer. The character is Black Fox, a Cherokee leader and later chieftain who works with Andrew Jackson. The play is called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. It's going to be on coming up soon at the end of the month. So contact Fighting Chance Productions. I mean, this is still posted. It's on the Public Library website, so I'm assuming they're still looking for somebody. So go to fightingchanceproductions.ca. ABB Collective doing Sam Shepard's Fool for Love, the recently deceased Sam Shepard. So good that his work is still going. Production is happening in February at the Shop Theater on East Broadway. The auditions are tomorrow at the Playwrights Theater Center at Gore and East Georgia in Chinatown. They're looking for, looks like, three guys to play Eddie, Martin, and the Old Man. But doesn't say that it's gender exclusive. So I would say go for it. You want to know more about it? Go to ABB Artist Collective, ABB Artist Collective is the producer for that one. Kate McCall has a brand new show called Two Friends, the Musical. This is a brand new original piece done in a pop music style. They're looking for two women who are able to play the ages of 22 and 27. The audition is happening on Sunday at the Rhythm Room, which is at Hastings and Boundary. KateMcCall.com has the details on that. The Langley Players Club doing The Foreigner by Larry Hsu, not to be confused with the new Jackie Chan movie. And that is happening in January at the Langley Playhouse. They're looking for two female, five male actors who can play, it's all the characters are from rural Georgia or two. So I guess they're looking for people who can do accents. There is a flexibility regarding ages too. So that's happening in Langley on Sunday and Monday. North Van Community Players doing Sylvia by A.R. Gurney. That audition is also happening Sunday and Tuesday at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. Sylvia is the play about a boy and his dog. The boy is in his mid-40s. The dog is played by a human being, but played as a rather boisterous young woman. It's really a love triangle. And the really fun part is there's a great role for a very versatile actor who takes on three parts of Tom, Phyllis, and Leslie. Tom is definitely male. Phyllis is definitely female. And Leslie is, let's just say, an undetermined gender. Don't be doing Pat from Saturday Night Live, but you know what I mean. If you got the acting chops for it, it's a great role to take on. So the auditions, as I said, are Sunday and Tuesday at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. Sidekick Players in Tawasin doing Wendy Lill's The Fighting Days. That is happening in January. The auditions are this weekend at the Tawasin Arts Center. The play focuses on the life and work of Frances Marion Bennion, a Manitoba journalist and political activist who met and worked with Nellie McClung in the Votes for Women movement. So that is looking predominantly for females. Looks like six women in the cast and one man possibly with a Scottish accent. Sidekick Players is, as I said, located at the Tawasin Arts Center. Metro Theatre in Marpole doing another murder mystery. Always fun to do murder mysteries at Metro. This one is called Murder by the Book by Robert King and Duncan Greenwood. It's going to be happening in January. The auditions are next week, October 29th and 30th, looking for two female, three male actors who are able to speak in an English accent. There's no appointment necessary for Metro auditions. You just drop in and you will be, it's like a first come, first serve kind of setup. But go to Metro Theater's website to find out more about that. Highland United Church has a theater company called Highland United Productions. Let's see, they're in North Vancouver. And they are doing Meredith Wilson's The Music Man, 76 trombones and all that stuff. That show is going to be up in March of next year, but they're doing the auditions in early November, looking for actors of all ages for that. Vagabond Players in New West doing Tom Smith's Drinking Habits in February. Their auditions are in early November at the Bernie Legg Theater in New Westminster. Metro Theater again. This is She Stoops to Conquer by Oliver Goldsmith, a classic Georgian play, don't mind me kind of comedy, directed by the great Joan Bryans. Joan is always fun to work with. That is going to be on stage in February at Metro, and the auditions are in mid-November. Joan says that, remember that this is a big, boisterous, fast-moving melange of misunderstandings and fun. Everything is slightly overblown and big, so keep that in mind when you're doing your auditions. Go big or go home. And another Metro audition happening in late November called Shakespeare in Hollywood by Ken Ludwig. That production is happening in April. And this is a comedy based around the casting and production of Warner Brothers' Midsummer Night's Dream, which was filmed in 1934 and featured actors like Dick Powell, James Cagney. My goodness, who else was in there? There's a whole bunch of, like, Merle Oberon was in there as well as, I think Merle Oberon was in there too, as well as the character Oberon. The movie itself was a lot of fun. So hopefully the play will be a lot of fun too. And the last one is called To Broadway with Love, which is a concert series that Circle Bright Productions is doing. This is directed by Chris King, and that's going to be up in April of next year at the Gateway. They're doing their auditions in mid-November at Carousel Theater. It's a concert series that will feature 12 to 15 musical theater singers and orchestra performing a selection of songs from popular Broadway musicals. So if you like to do the Broadway stuff, this is a great opportunity for you to go out and show your stuff. CircleBrightProductions.com has all the details on that. And you can also get details and other audition notices at VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library website, VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the air, you can share it right here on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And let's see, I think that's it. So that's our show. Thanks a lot for listening and spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to replay our award-winning dramatic special At Home and Overseas. This was a two-hour production that we did 2 years ago. It's based on the Barry Broadfoot book, Six War Years. It's all about how Canadians experienced World War II, both at home and overseas. We'll run it in two parts during our time slot here at 12 noon on Friday, the 4th and 10th of November. So keep your ears peeled for that. But stick around, because coming up next is Muzak for The Observant, followed by Radio Zero at 2 o'clock. And then at 3:30, it's our own Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
fast asleep.